All right, ladies and gentlemen, now making his debut.
What's that line from the Blues Brothers that Cab Calloway gives Jake and Elwood? He says something like making a debut from their exclusive tour of Scandinavia in the northern provinces. We have the one, the only Brooks Wheeler, BFB, is here for the Inland Fishing Report. Hello, good sir.
How's it going, Jess? Thanks for having me.
No problem, Duke. See, now, we were kind of talking here off air a little bit. Have you officially been out yet doing any of your traditional fishing yet? I know you were fishing in Florida. We talked about that. But have you done any fishing so far this year?
Not much. I'm kind of slacking because lots of work.
Yeah.
And it's been cold.
Yes. and Brooksy doesn't do cold.
Nah. That's why I go to Florida.
That's right. That's right.
Get out of the snow.
But the pram is ready.
Oh, yeah.
You can take the pram out.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm working on the other boat, too, because I got two boats.
Oh, so, what's the other one?
The other one's a slick craft that's little bit bigger, so I can take a couple more people instead of just one person in the pram.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, obviously you've got your finger in the fishing community. Tell me what's going on. What can you tell me?
Well, obviously we're starting a little late for the report because the opening of pike and walleye season, that was at the beginning of last month.
Mm-hmm.
So I always go out to my friends out in Robinson. They have a walleye fishing tournament every opening day of walleye season. And there was some nice walleyes caught. So there was three fish won it. They weighed 16 pounds. But the second place person had 13 pounds, but his one fish he had was over 10 pounds. It was like 10 pounds, 2 ounces, something like that. Mm-hmm. So he took home the big fish money.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then 11 pounds was the second place. But there's lots of good fishing in the Grand right now for walleyes. People are catching them. Right now, I was talking to Bustin' Brandon Bass, and he said that it's tough to float with them right now because the river's dirty and it's moving quick.
Mm-hmm.
So he was going out today, he said, this afternoon, and he was going to do troll. He was going to troll crankbaits. So.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
So we've got some walleye out there.
And then that was the opening weekend. It's on a Saturday, it was. And then on Sunday, my friend has the Scott Flahive pike tournament,
mm-hmm.
and he actually won it this year.
Oh, cool.
So his name's Alan,
mm-hmm.
and he had three pike, and they weighed 19 pounds.
Oh, wow.
So that was a good deal for
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right.
Yeah, so pike fishing is always good right away in the spring, and then same with walleyes if you know how to do it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And so the bluegills, they're on the beds now.
Yep.
So I was talking to Brandon, and he said that the water temperature the other week, because we had some warm weather.
Yes, we did. We had 2 days that were very, very hot.
Yeah, it was hot. And the water was, he said last week, the water was 68 degrees in the bayou
mm-hmm.
compared to, what is it?
49
so,
big lake.
Yeah. Yeah. So he said the bluegills are doing their stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I guess it depends. I mean, for the fish that you fish inland, do they like warm water? Do they like cool water?
Well, it matters on how warm the water
is. Like if it's 68, or they're going down low, I would imagine, right? Because they want to stay cool.
Well, that's not really warm.
Oh.
68 is probably not warm.
For a fish.
No, not for a fish. Mm. So they're still up spawning there like that. When it gets, you know, the bayou can get to 85, maybe almost close to 90 degrees when it gets hot. Then them fish are going down deep and going for that cooler water, especially pike. They don't, they're a cold water fish. So they're definitely going down. But a bluegill, they'll probably, like when me and Ben to the Rod Johnny were fishing for them in the fall, they were in the deep water. Then they come up and at night to feed.
Mm-hmm.
So in the water, it was, in the fall, it was like 70 still when we were fishing. So.
Yeah. Ben on the Rod Johnny, of course, famous for just hitting that towering shot off Don Sutton when he was a younger man.
It landed in the Mississippi.
It did. It landed the Mighty Mississippi, you know. And I mean, people still talk about that. It just amazed. I mean, he just hit the hell out of that ball. Just boom, landed in the Mississippi. I mean, I'd be proud of that. He's, you know, Mr. Sluga, he's a very, very modest man. He doesn't like to talk about that. But, hey, if I hit a home run off a Hall of Famer, I would be bragging about that. I would be bragging about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go, Ben in the Rod, Johnny. There he said he's going to try to get out there and get some bluegills next week.
Oh, he is. He is.
I talked to him today, and I said, hey, you been out? Because I'm going to give the report. And he goes, I'm slacking, Brooksy. And I go, I'm slacking, too. I go, he's going, it's been too cold. Yeah. And I go, yeah.
What about, have you heard anything from Mosquito Creek Jerry?
Yes.
Ah, there we go.
Talk to him, too. He's up there on the Muskegon River.
Yeah.
And he said the water is moving because we had that rain, and they've been catching some smallies, smallmouth bass. And then he also said they're catching some walleyes, too. Mm-hmm. So Muskegon River is a great fishery, you know. So, but he said the water was kind of dirty, but it came up. So the water came up. He said it wasn't before we had that rain. It was down.
Mm-hmm.
Water's down all around, everywhere,
yes,
I think.
We were talking about that, how the water is kind of low. The table is low, and we need to get that back up there.
I don't know how.
I don't know either. I guess we got to turn on the spigot.
Well, you turn on your water in your grass.
Well, that's
just leave it on.
That's a whole other story. All right, now, Brooksy, you got anything else? How about anything about crappie, freshwater drum, anything like that?
Oh, yeah. So, Little Fish Polly.
Yes.
He was cooking bluegills out here last fall.
Last fall.
Fish fry.
Yes.
He slayed the crappies.
Mm.
He said he wouldn't give me where. We know it's up in Muskegon somewhere, but he said they're almost all spawned out. He sent me a picture, and he had a two-man limit, and he said they were moving out. They were out in 20 foot of water suspended, he said.
Mm.
So he had a bunch of fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
He's a heck of a fisherman.
Yes.
There.
Well, that's why he's Little Fish Polly.
Yeah.
You know.
Sometimes he changes his name, though.
Oh, what does he go? Does he ever?
Lot of Fish Polly.
Lot of Fish Polly. Big Fish Polly. Does he ever rotate
that?
No,
he can't take that.
Oh, gotcha.
No, but he does a lot of fish. He came up with a Little Fish himself.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
And then sometimes he changes it when he shows me a picture like that. A lot of Fish Polly.
A lot of Fish Polly. Yeah. All right. And I've offered a crappie. They can be a fun catch, can't they? Crappie put up a fight, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I got one that's 18 inches on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
They usually don't get that big.
Yeah.
And when I catch them, I'm not like, I don't know where Polly's getting them, but I always catch them where Wallace Perch catches them, and that's under one of the bridges in Spring Lake. Mm-hmm. So got them there in the wintertime through the ice.
Right. What else you got in the cheat sheet there, Brooksy? Have we covered everything?
Cheat sheet? Well, my friend that owns Crispy Outdoors,
yes,
he wanted me to say that he is moving from Washington Street, which I'm kind of sad because I always stop there, but he's moving to Robbins Road. So it's 17064 Robbins Road, and he'll be moving there in June. So the bait shop still going to be around, but it's going to be over on Robbins Road.
He's moving south.
He's moving south.
Yeah, if you're out on Robbins Road, you might start picking up some of the township folks.
His new wife owned Nature Envy, the massage parlor.
Yes.
And she bought the old dentist office, I think Letha Woods Dentist. They bought that whole thing there.
Oh.
So that's where her business is going, and that's where his business is going. So they're combining their rents into one place.
Oh.
So
okay. All right. Well, good for him. He married well. Well played.
Well played.
All right. Yeah. Brooks, anything else we need to plug or promote or anything like that? We've covered everything. Now, by next week, will you have been out?
Hopefully it's getting warmer.
Yeah. Because Brooks doesn't do cold.
Don't like cold.
But when it gets a little warmer, you'll get on out. Well, next week we're supposed to be in the 70s, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think we'll get some.
I was hoping it was going to be warm on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
What's it say there?
Memorial Day, Brooksy, on the Edward Jones Weather Center forecast. Sunshine high near 70.
See,
there you go.
I'll be able to ride my bike that day.
There you go. All right. Now, and what's your send-off slogan? Are you going with last year's or are you going to go with a new one? What do you got?
What, the words of wisdom?
Yes, your words of wisdom.
So, but I always use this one.
Okay.
Because time is like the wind, and before you know it, it will be gone. But our time has just begun for the 2025 fishing report. So, FED, get out there.
Fish every day. Thank you very much, Big Fish Brooksy.